1 year into a partnership between the MSME Alliance and the Caribbean Enterprise Network, CEN, a UK-based diaspora group, some 15 small businesses in Jamaica are benefiting from investments made by local and returning residents. Over the period, CEN has been working in conjunction with the MSME Alliance and Priority Group International, a Jamaican-based conglomerate, to further the development of a small business complex in Bogwalk, St. Catherine. CEN's Director of Operations, Dennis St. Bernard, says diaspora investments in Jamaica have been realized since the MOU was signed between the MSME Alliance and CEN UK in June 2015.
What we have done with the network and the MSME Alliance is to say, listen, we're going to walk this talk. And we have, as a result, set up some pilot projects and actually evidence it, where we have a small plaza with about 15 or so small business doing little retail things, from a barber shop to a hairdressing salon to a dental lab. And they do many things in the plaza in Bogwalk.
Mr. St. Bernard says CEN's plans concerning the growth of the project should see to the provision of a wide range of business development services, including mentorship, partnerships, funding and marketing between UK-based entities and members of the MSME Alliance. He says so far, the businesses established at the Priority Plaza in Bogwalk are doing well by providing a number of goods and services to the fast-growing surrounding communities.
I think, in a nutshell, that is what diaspora investment is about. That is what we identify as diaspora investment. That is what we believe that should be resourced, should be worked on and multiplied, because it's duplicatable.
In keeping with its long-term commitment to small business development in Jamaica, Mr. St. Bernard notes that CEN UK is in discussions with the Jamaica Stock Exchange, the JSE, in an effort to take its initiative to the next level. This by helping local SMEs as well as diaspora-based entities and entrepreneurs to focus on listing on the junior market, given that the JSE has the tools, structures, and platform to assist this process.
It's that sort of project that we have embarked on, and it is hopefully the sort of things that will help to accelerate economic growth and be a game changer.
Director of Operations at CEN UK, Dennis St. Bernard. Mr. St. Bernard adds that plans should also see to the visit of a UK trade mission to Jamaica in January 2017. This, he says, should see SMEs benefiting from valuable information and exchange in order to help grow their businesses. President of the MSME Alliance, Donovan Wignall, says he is pleased that the MOU between the Alliance and CEN UK is bearing fruit. He notes that the goal is to increase the flow of foreign direct investments from the diaspora into Jamaica and open up new markets in the United Kingdom and eventually the rest of Europe and North America to Jamaican products.
The relationship with CEN pretty much is one that will provide, in the first instance, transfer of skills, transfer of knowledge from the UK diaspora to Jamaica. We're looking at the American diaspora as well to do the same thing. We want to see our MSMEs matriculate from being MSMEs to being huge conglomerates like LASCO and Grace Kennedy and Mosin, etc. Well, that's where we're looking. We're very ambitious.
The MSME Alliance is a network of Jamaican business organizations representing more than 300,000 micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. The Caribbean Enterprise Network, CEN, is a London-based social enterprise focused on helping Caribbean businesses in the region and the UK to increase their competitiveness and export capability.
I am Sergeant Damien Harry from the Predator Larceny Prevention Unit. Under the Agricultural Produce Act, every person in the business of farming should be registered with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority. Under the same act, a receipt must be issued for the sale of agricultural produce except for domestic purposes. You may purchase a receipt book at any parish office of the Jamaica Agricultural Society in your parish or the parish you conduct business, once you are a registered farmer.
A message from the Predator Larceny Prevention Coordination Unit, ensuring Jamaican farmers reap what they grow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.